With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station. And yeah, radio.com, that's gone. It's now Odyssey. Everything is Odyssey. Look around. It's Odyssey.
It's just an audacious group of people right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I thought we were just part audacious. Are we full?
No. Well, all of us are because Danny's not here. With Danny, we're just part.
Oh, okay.
Without Danny, we're fully audacious.
Yeah. Well, we're
miss
definitely
you, Danny.
Odd. Yeah, we miss you, Danny. You want to download the Odyssey app? You know you can.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you can listen to KISW. Listen to all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
To everybody scream his name, B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. It's Tuesday. So let's turn down for tequila.
Turn down for what?
Tequila. Oh, yeah.
Tequila.
Yeah, and it's been beautiful out there. Every time Steve does his news and sports, I wait for that weather report, and every day it's getting better, man.
It's getting better. It's going to be 70s by the end of this week.
Ooh, that's almost shorts weather, I kind of feel.
That's insane.
Right? And then it'll go back to, like, raining in 40 at some point, because, you know, I like to tease us.
I'll tell you right now, dude, I don't remember us getting good stretches of weather until July 4th, 5th.
That was the joke.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, climate change is happening, but I think we're getting the best of it over here. Feels like we are.
Well, at least there's a silver lining to that. Let's get to our contestant. We got Chuck and Everett. Chuck, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Chuck will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chuck, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? Chuck?
Hello, Chuck.
Chuck! No!
Oh no!
We lost him.
We lost him.
Everybody.
We lost everyone. Vicky, you're up. You get to play the game.
Oh, this is exciting.
Vicky?
I am not ready, but let's do it.
All right. Same as a color, what was the last name of Rachel on the TV show Friends?
Green.
Yes. The yak is native to which Asian country?
Pass.
Which company makes the CRV model of vehicle?
Pass.
The Dolphins are a professional football team from what city?
Florida.
No.
Oh, no, Tampa. No.
No.
Pass. I'm just...
The Office's John Krasinski plays the title character on what Amazon show?
John Ryan?
No.
Oh, John Krasinski plays on what Amazon show?
Yeah.
Jack Ryan?
Yes.
There you go.
On Rugrats, Dill is the younger brother of which main character?
Tommy.
Yes. What is the most common ingredient used to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Yes. In NASCAR, what color flag signals a driver must return to the pits immediately?
White?
No.
Red?
No.
Yellow?
No. Which president first served as Secretary of State under Washington?
John Adams?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, was it Jefferson?
It was, but don't say anything because Steve's going to be coming back.
This was an epic fail. I could have got some of these.
Ooh, epic fail.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
Well, then you should have played.
Yeah. I guess y'all could have tag-teamed Steve there and, maybe gotten yourself up.
I am always up Steve. For a tag team.
Well, unfortunately, wow. Steve, our contestant, the phone died.
Uh-oh.
Right when we were about to start, so Vicky hopped in.
Oh.
I'm just saying that her and Steve, or her and BJ could have tag-teamed you. And maybe got a better score.
I'm glad I sucked down some water. I'm going to need to be hydrated for this battle.
You won't.
I did preface it by saying, I am not ready, but let's go.
Yeah. When are you ready? You have to be always ready.
Always.
Always. Mm. Maybe next time.
Steve, are you?
Next time, I guarantee you that, no, that's just not, you know, some people are Boy Scouts, some people are.
Are you ready?
Yes. Do this.
Same as a color, what was the last name of Rachel on the TV show Friends?
Cater these questions? I don't know. Pink.
No.
Blue.
No.
Green.
Yes.
Yes.
The yak is native to which Asian country?
Japan?
No.
China.
Yes. Which company makes the CRV model of vehicle?
Honda.
Yes. The Dolphins are a professional football team from what city?
Miami.
Yes. The Office's John Krasinski plays the title character on what Amazon show?
Oh, crap. Jack Reacher.
No.
Jack Ryan.
Yes.
That's it.
On Rugrats, Dill is the younger brother of which main character?
Pickle.
No.
Cucumber.
No.
Jack.
No. What is the most common ingredient used to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Yes. Wow. In NASCAR, what color flag signals a driver must return to the pits immediately?
Yellow.
No.
Black.
Yes. Which president first served as Secretary of State under Washington?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. What is the largest city by population in North Dakota?
North Dakota City.
No, and Steve, you win 8-4.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. When you said yak, all I can think of is yakety yak. Don't go back.
Don't talk back.
That one.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense that you get that wrong, too. My favorite part about that is when you answered it, I heard Vicky just go, oh.
Okay.
Oh. It's like, oh, yeah.
Because then I started thinking other countries, and I'm like, no, I don't think they're from Yemen.
Yeah. If you would just go with the big Asian countries, usually you'll get to what I'm looking for there.
Yeah, I was just throwing things against the wall.
Then you made it stick, so congratulations.
That's right.
Of the two that you missed, first off, the largest city and population in North Dakota?
Wall Drug.
Can you name any city in North Dakota?
Oh, come on, Steve. Wait. The famous movie.
Fargo.
There you go.
That's it.
And that's the answer?
Yes, it is.
Damn it.
I mean, really, what else do you know from North Dakota? Is it Bismarck is the capital, I think?
I think that's South Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Or
where's Wall Drug in all of this?
Yeah, but Fargo is the only place I really know, and Bismarck is some Dakota, I think.
Yeah, Bismarck is a Dakota. I don't know which one, actually.
Wall Drug, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just a place. Like, not a place, but like a Wall Drug, like a
drugstore. Anyone who's ever driven cross country, especially like when I first moved out to Seattle, you know, we started in New York and worked our way all the way here. That drive for it feels like hundreds of miles. I don't know exactly how many miles, but for several miles, and it's over 100. They have signs that say coming soon, Wall Drug. Like you're 200 miles away from Wall Drug. They hype
It's the buildup, the buildup.
So it's like many people, we decided, well, we need to stop at Wall Drug. That wasn't part of our plan. But when you see signs telling you to go check out Wall Drug, you check out Wall Drug, and it's just.
Yeah,
it's just nothing special.
Oh.
It's like, you know, it's like a gift shop. It's a tourist attraction.
Do they have like a giant like ear of corn or the biggest popcorn ball or anything cool like that?
I think I got a wooden nickel and, you know, it's like old school gift shop vibe.
I need to go to Wall Drug. Wooden nickels. I didn't know they were giving those out.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. All souvenirs. And things along those lines.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So it was a big hype because literally there's nothing else in the whole state.
I think that's what they did. They're probably like, let's just hype this up. to where people know they just need to come. And like, dude, when you get there, it's almost like you feel like you're showing up to like Disney World. You're like, we made it. We're at Waldrug. And then when you walk around, you're like, it's okay.
They have a diner with pie, Steve. How can you not be excited about that?
It was been terrible. Like I said, they had food.
There's food. There's people there. There's probably a place to get gas. But, you know, a wide array of marbles that you can buy for those bag of marbles.
Oh, I had no idea there were marbles, wooden nickels, and pie.
Yeah.
Let's go to Waldrug.
They got the, like, weird jackalope or antelope bunny thingies.
Oh, yeah, like the jackalopes. Yes.
Is that what they're called? Okay.
Yeah, jackalopes are big at Waldrug.
Yeah.
It's so random.
Someone even just texted that Waldrug was so disappointing. The freshwater spring tasted like rust.
I don't even remember.
Man, it's been over 20 years since I've been to Waldrug, and I bet it hasn't changed one bit.
Quote unquote freshwater.
Right.
You. The last question that you did not get on Rugrats, Dill is the younger brother of which main character? Vicky got that correct. It was Tommy.
Funny enough, close. Their last name is Pickle.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. Dill Pickles.
Yep, exactly. So congratulations, Steve. You did win.
Nice job, Steve. You know, I knew you could do it.
Someone said, don't forget about the man-eating clam at Waldrug.
There's a man-eating clam?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
So many jokes.
All right, well, I'm all for Waldrug now. They got everything I want. Wooden nickels, pie, you know, man-eating clams. What do I need? What else do I need for fun?
I got to imagine there's a documentary about this place. I would hope.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I remember going. I didn't stop because I took that same cross country trek, right. And I saw those signs. But I just like, you know what? I'm on a mission. I can't stop at Waldrug, and now I feel really badly that I didn't, just so I could be disappointed like the rest of you,
dude. I'm actually like, I feel like you might be the only person that's ever made that trip and did not stop at Waldrug. The hype was just so ridiculous.
You're right. I remember that, and I just remember that I had to be on the air. To, you know, like they were like, right. You got to start Monday, and I'm like, the whole trip was mapped out. And I feel badly because I was like, man, I should have left a day earlier because then I could have stopped at Waldrug.
Yeah, I mean, we were on a mission to get to Seattle to be unemployed, so we really weren't in any rush.
That's the great way to spend a trip, though, you know? Right. I mean, really, just to be able to stop where you want. I mean, to be able to drive cross-country, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they say they earn much of their fame because of self-promotion, and they have billboard advertising the establishment, which are seen for hundreds of miles.
Hey, look, you know what?
About 2 million people visit every year.
And I feel like a real quaint diner is like old-fashioned Americana. And I hope you're right, Steve. I hope it hasn't changed because, you know, that's a piece of our history right there, just that kind of living.
Yeah. I mean, there's something charming about it. I'm glad we did it. Like, I didn't leave going, man, that was a waste of time. But I remember leaving going, that's not nearly as awesome as I hoped it to be.
Vicky showed me some pictures of dinner or whatever. That's a good-looking joint. That's pretty fun-looking. Oh, I want to go. It reminds me of road trips I've taken with my wife to see the national parks, and it's just so corny and so awesome at the same time.
Totally, yeah.
And the thing I forgot about this, their whole thing was that they offer free ice water. And that was like kind of like their claim to fame.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's like Jimmy John's and their free smells. Thanks.
Free ice water. some places will not give you ice, man. Some people give you a hard time about it.
And then you can get bumper stickers and things along those lines as well. But that was like their big claim to fame. I forgot all about that. I'm reading the Wikipedia thing about it. And they even said like the guy that created all of it, when he passed away in 99, somebody that the governor at the time said, Ted Husted was a guy that figured out that free ice water could turn into a phenomenal success in the middle of a semi-arid desert way out of the middle of someplace.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I hadn't thought about that. You know, with cars and with all of the stops, we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, I bet at some point free ice water was a big deal.
You got to get to Waldrug. They have free ice water.
Yeah. That's, you know.
Not just free water, but ice water.
It just feels like, you know, like I'm Agent Cooper, get myself a great piece of pie and a great cup of Joe. You know, we're out of Twin Peaks. That's the kind of place it feels like to me.
Yeah, so I said Waldrug started by giving away free water a long time ago. They were the only stop along that long stretch of the road. And another person agrees, yes, it was very disappointing. And there's huge dinosaur signs and a casino, but it was a huge letdown.
Oh, man. See, you have to know you're going to go to old school. That's what I just would expect. Is like, this is going to be, it's just like Area 51. You know, everyone says that's a big letdown to that part of New Mexico.
I've been there when I was a little kid. The dinosaur, I have pictures of me next to this dinosaur.
You were at Waldrug?
Yeah, I totally did not realize it was the same place. But there's pictures of my brother and I when we moved from North Carolina back to Washington. And we stopped to this dinosaur because my brother loved dinosaurs.
I didn't even know you lived in North Carolina.
For like a year. I was like five.
Wow. I didn't know that either, Steve.
Right?
Yeah, my parents.
You know you're not telling us. I don't even know you.
I know. I was a whole 4 years old when I lived there and came back right before I turned six. It's a big part of my life.
You know what? I thought we had something as brothers and sisters on this show, and you've kept that for almost 20 years.
You never asked.
You know, if we leave right now, it'll take us 19 hours to get to Waldrug.
Let's do it.
It's not so bad. I really, really want to go now. I want to go to that diner.
Man. Why did you guys drive 19 hours to get to Waldrug? Because DJ wanted to try a diner, and I wanted a wooden nickel.
And I wanted to ride the jackalope.
And free ice water.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly free ice water. You drive that long, you're going to be thirsty.
Oh, and I bet they sell mugs. Vicky showed me. I bet they have, like, commemorative glasses or mugs that say free ice water. Oh, I'm doing that. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to Waldrug. I don't know how I'm going to convince my wife, because she's the only one that I can really drag with me on any kind of 19-hour
ride. Go as a show.
All right.
We broadcast live on our trek to Waldrug.
Road trip! You know, Steve, there used to be a time in our business where you could do stuff like that.
We'd get an RV and a hotspot, and we could just broadcast the whole time.
Well, anywhere I am, Steve, you know it's a hotspot.
Hey. Oh, dear.
Thank you. You know, something epic just happened on television for the first time since 1991. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An 18-year-old professional bowler named Anthony Neuer converted a 7-10 split during a match on Sunday, and the announcers went crazy. You can listen to it right here.
7-10, come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh my God.
Woo-hoo! My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
He's the ginger assassin, and he's got the best mullet.
That is, yeah, it's amazing. And look, for folks that don't know, to bowl, the only way to get the 7-10 split is you really have to ricochet one of those pins, because it's one pin's on the left and one pin's on the right. So they're extremely away from each other as far as you can be in a bowling
alley. Far corners on both sides.
Yeah, and the only way to get it is you have to ricochet one of those pins. You hit one of the pins with the ball and hope that it ricochets into the other pin off of the back wall of the, and that's exactly what he did. And
I've done it on Wii bowling multiple times. Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be the man with the ginger mullet and the America flag shirt.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
And he's the ginger. Was he called the ginger assassin?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That is fantastic.
He's 18. He's got the world ahead of him.
30 years that has never been done. And I grew up bowling a lot in my younger days, and I really have a great appreciation for that, because that sucks. You look at that 7-10 split and you go, oh, you'd be like, all right. And that can pretty much kill a professional match, because you really at least want to mark out. You don't want to actually just get like 9. You know, you want to always at least get 10 pins knocked down so you get that spare. And wow, that was a 30 years. No one's ever done the 7-10 split. So the Ginger Assassin, sad news though, he didn't win. I mean,
after that, it's all let down.
Yeah.
And he won all of our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
pulled a Gonzaga.
Right.
You know, he was good until the very.
Oh, really?
All right. Sorry.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I gotta love the announcers though, because they did lose it on live television. Because you know what, the Ginger Assassin picked up a 7-10 split, first time on TV that's been done in 30 years.
Somebody even brought up a good point. I love how happy the announcer was. That's pretty much how happy I was when I found Vicky's OnlyFans page. It was pure gold.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, that's I only know one of those occurrences.
Yes.
I've only seen one of those things.
7-10 split in bowling.
Yeah, in bowling, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if Vicky does any kind of 7-10 split, but I'll leave that to you folks that know the page. Well, based on this, I mean, again, 7-10 split, first time it's been seen on live TV in over 30 years. What is the most epic thing that you have ever seen on television? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the most epic thing you've ever seen on TV? Your calls, your texts after Papa Roach on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, this guy, Anthony Neuer, the Ginger Assassin, he got a 7-10 split on live TV and bowling, which hasn't been done for 30 years. And based on this, we want to know, what is the most epic thing you have ever seen on television? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Getting a bunch of text messages about this one. This one popped into my head as well. The most epic thing, the Challenger exploding. We were in school when it happened. Another person said, watching live when the Challenger space shuttle blew up. And we actually have a little bit of the audio of that, BJ, for you to hear.
Oh, wow.
So the 25th space shuttle mission is now on the way after more delays than NASA cares to count. This morning, it looked as though they were not going to be able to get off. Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
Because I was rewatching that, and I watched it when I was a kid in school, and it was very awkward. I feel for the teacher in our class, because, you know, you're just witnessing a massive tragedy, and you thought this was just going to be a really cool moment for everyone in the class to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And when you watch it, like, there's a couple explosions, and I think, like, even the announcer on CNN at the time was thinking those were just parts of the space shuttle, like, detaching from the actual piece, not... I think they didn't really put two and two together that something bad just happened, or they were just kind of hoping that something bad didn't happen. So it was it's kind of crazy to watch just how they had to like make that transition from being like this celebratory thing to now we have to cover a massive tragedy.
Yeah, I was watching it in the newsroom of a radio station. I just started out in the business, and I was watching it in the newsroom. It was horrific. And, you think of epic and you think of it positively, but that surely was, an epic, horrific occurrence. And yeah, I did see that live. I forgot all about that. So
I was like 7 at the time, and I remember they wheeled in the TV on the wheels with a little VHS player.
Same here, same with my school. Yeah,
and then the whole thing happened, and the teacher just unplugged the TV and just kind of wheeled it out, and really didn't regard it at all. Was just, I guess, probably didn't even know how to handle it.
Dude,
that was what 9/11 was for me. I was watching that unfold live on TV. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, we've had a few people texting about that, especially when the second plane hit, and then you just realize what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, on a happier note, and we've got a couple texts about this, and I agree with this one as well. The opening snap, sailing over Peyton Manning's head in the Super Bowl, and then bam, bam, laying the lumber very next drive. I just get torqued thinking about it. Another person said the opening snack of the snack.
I had some good opening snacks at your house that time, Steve.
They were delicious.
Yes. Yeah, they really were.
Another person said when the Seahawks, when they won the Super Bowl, the look on Peyton Manning's derp face was hilarious. Derp, Peyton Manning, derp. We have the audio of that too, BJ.
This is a happy moment. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's snapped over the head of Peyton Manning. A flag is down, and the ball's out of the back of the end zone. It's a safety to start this game as Manning wasn't ready. You know, you can talk about it being a quote-unquote corporate crowd. This crowd is loud. They talk about the 12th man in Seattle. Look how this game starts.
That was like a moment where you're like, oh, crap, man. This isn't like they brought that up. Like, this sounds like a Seahawks home game.
Yeah, it really did. It was that, and we didn't know it was going to be like that. And man, that was the beginning. Like, wow, is this, you know, because look, we had quite a season getting there. And the game before that, of course, the conference championship game was just, I mean, it was a nail biter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a great moment, too.
Yeah, I mean, watching that, I was lucky enough to be at the game. But yeah, watching that on TV would be pretty incredible. Yeah, like, you'd be losing your mind.
I did see that on TV, yeah, and it was just nuts. But yeah, it was a lot. I imagine, you know, sports were, for a lot of folks, a lot of epic moments. How about you, Vic?
For me, definitely, because I was just getting into watching the Seahawks, and I went to somebody's house. They had like a mini football party, and I was actually watching when the whole beast quake happened, and I was losing my freaking mind. And I think in that moment is when I realized I was really, like, I've always said, oh, yeah, I'm a Seahawks fan because I was born and raised in Washington. But that's, I think, the moment where I really became a Seahawks fan. Just watching him dodge everything and just make it. It was fantastic.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Oh, yeah. that beast quake moment was amazing. You know, that's going to be a fun I don't know if anyone's done this already, but that's going to be a fun, I don't know if it's a historic sort of film, a documentary. The beginning of the rise of the Pete Carroll era of how the Seahawks went from basically a team that couldn't even get people in the stands, you know, or you know, well, that actually Holmgren had a good run too, but really the rise of the Pete Carroll era where, you know, first we get Beast Quake and, you know, we don't even have Russell at that point. And then just what we've become as a really consistent, good playoff bound football team.
No, we're about to usher in the Matt Flynn era.
You're absolutely right.
I'm still holding out hope with that. I still got my Matt Flynn number 15 jersey.
Oh, you remember the number. Good job.
That had to be the easiest money any athlete has ever made in his life was that Matt Flynn money.
Oh, Matt Flynn could write a book, How I Made a Lot of Money Doing Absolutely Nothing. And I think people,
I'd read it.
I mean, he had to work hard to get to the point where he had to do absolutely nothing, but his NFL career was incredible.
Yeah, everybody paid him to not play.
Him and Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah. Oh, man. Some good stuff there. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. What is the most epic thing that you have ever seen on television?
Since when Gerardo Rivera found nothing in Al Capone's vault. Dude, I remember that.
That was funny.
It
was
back in 86. I mean, I'm sure you can find it online, but it's just the sad sound of his voice of just because they were hyping this forever. We're going to open Al Capone's vault, and they do it live on television. There's nothing in there but like a couple of like bottles, and they were trying to still make that seem exciting, and then finally you just hear it in Geraldo's voice, like, this was embarrassing.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's, you know it was real when it was like nothing there. That's why I had a lot of respect for Geraldo, because they could have faked it, you know, because you'd want something as a payoff. And I kind of really do appreciate the fact that nothing was there. At least it's like, all right, but yeah, you're right, that the whole moment of Geraldo going, well, hey, sorry kids. Sorry for this.
This one's funny, but I do remember this, and it's still to this day is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, South Park episode. I'll go back and watch this from time to time just because of how crazy it was. The Scott Tenorman Must Die episode from South Park where, spoiler alert, Cartman made him basically eat his parents. It was beyond epic. It was so diabolical from Cartman. That was like the moment where you realize you do not mess with Cartman.
And he's a cartoon character, but there was a genuine fear there. He will kill your parents and grind them up into the chili.
Right, that's right. He made them eat the chili. It was the best chili ever, but it was his parents.
They've lightened him up over the years, but yeah.
And then Radiohead showed up and made... Dude, that whole episode was amazing.
It was crazy.
Man. That came out in 2001.
Shut up.
You couldn't do that. I don't think you could do that today. I mean, 21 years ago, I just don't see Matt and Trey doing that today. I mean, they do a lot of cool stuff, but that I don't think that could be done today.
It's South Park, man. I think they'd still try.
I think they would, yeah.
It sounds like an episode of the show The Boys.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
Probably parody that.
Right?
Dude, I just remember I was like back in the roommate days, and it was multiple times whenever we had people over, like, you want to get stoned and watch Scott Tenorman Must Die? And we would watch it over and over, and every time still be like blown away with how gnarly that episode was.
Yeah. Damn. Rev, I'm wondering about you. What do you think is the most, because you watch as much TV as I do almost. What's the most epic thing you've seen on TV?
You know what? Everyone's talking about like a bunch of the different sports things, and mine is kind of sports adjacent, but it was the implosion or the explosion, however you want to do, of the Kingdom.
Got a few texts about that one as well, yeah.
Like just being able to sit, and I think it was like maybe like a Sunday morning. It was kind of easy. Like there's nothing going on. It's perfectly quiet. And then just the explosions. And then on some of the, the TV news stations, they actually had, you could hear people cheering like a little bit underneath because everyone was watching it. It was a weird sort of like, I don't know, kind of city bonding moment. It was really strange, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, dude, that was pretty cool to see. You're absolutely right. I had never seen something, a structure that large be imploded like that. And of course, I looked at it like, boy, so many things could go wrong, you know, taking down an entire structure like that. And it was epic. Pretty cool.
It was like an early Saturday or Sunday morning when they did it. Because I remember getting up early to watch it.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just cool to see how they can do that. Because you have to plan by putting all the charges in the different areas and the way it exploded. And then they made it manage to like explode in on itself. But then just like the whole city was just covered in Kingdom dust. Like everywhere. It was so cool.
Yeah, that is like, I was like, okay, if you lived anywhere near there, you're like, really? Okay.
Right.
Oh, someone brought up, speaking of sports, the day Randy Johnson killed a bird with his 95-mile-per-hour fastball.
That keeps coming up. I mean, yep. We can't get away from that story.
Another one said the Kirk Gibson home run when he was on the Dodgers. Yeah.
Was that when he was, like, pumping his fist and, like, going around and stuff like that?
He could barely stand and he hit a dinger.
Yeah, that was, you're absolutely right. It was like, talk about a guy really just warrioring up for that. We got a guy who's actually going to lock himself in a shed with the hopes of making $5 million. You'll hear from him at 7:49 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.